the attachment will lead to fear of change. So if you're attached to things, then you're fearful of them changing.
Yeah.
And in business, the only constant is change. And
you're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
So let's talk about attachment in entrepreneurship.
Okay, what do you mean?
What I mean by that is the idea that we as humans get attached to things, which means attached meaning we associate ourselves with things to a certain degree. You could call it ownership.
Yeah.
But ownership is nothing else than making that thing part of your extended self.
So let me give a direct example.
Yes.
Just one that came to my head and I didn't think about it before, but like it's being attached to a person on your team.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is like I see so many people get really pissed off when people leave the team.
Yeah.
Especially people they don't want to leave the team.
To leave the team.
And I think they don't realize what they did to cause that. And it's either attachment, lack of attachment, I don't know. But like I notice this a lot. Like I'll hear founders call me up and say, hey, this key member of my team's leaving. What do I do? And, and when I hear them and hear the things they say, I'm like, oh, you didn't really understand this human being. You were attached to them, but you didn't really understand them well enough to keep them around.
That's an interesting one.
And I'm not sure if that's what you meant, but like that's what I gravitated towards because I think it's like, on one hand, you don't want to feel like people are interchangeable when they're in your company. On the other hand, sometimes they evolve and they're not right for the company anymore.
Oh, the company's not right for them anymore.
The company's not right for them anymore.
Right, and they need to move on to do something else.
But the part of it that bugs me is when the person doesn't realize what their contribution was to that situation of that person leaving that they didn't want to leave.
But that is oftentimes a founder issue or like an executive issue, right? So you complain or you're upset that this team member is leaving and you're blaming the person for not being committed, for not being appreciative, for not seeing the opportunity, all that stuff. But what you don't see is what you did.
Yeah.
To make this a non-ideal place for that person to want to stay.
There you go.
Right? So this comes back to like owning that decision, even if it's a decision you didn't make yourself. It's a decision that you helped cause.
Yeah.
So I like that. I think overall, the way that I'm thinking about attachment is just in general, how much I believe that my company or the thing I'm building is part of me. Which makes me very anxious whenever I feel like it's in danger.
Mm.
And maybe irrational in some ways in terms of my reactions to danger or to things not going well or to mistakes. Yeah. And there's this interesting thing in entrepreneurship where I think there's the myth and the story that we're telling about these obsessed founders. They were completely associated with their brand. They were their brand. Their brand was them and they lived it and they loved it and they would fight for it like a little baby. And we had that myth of like, that's really what makes a founder amazing. But what we don't talk about is how being overly attached to shit can make you really make bad decisions and be, you know, leading your company to the ground, leading your own self and your health to the ground by being stressed the fuck out, by being depressed, by being overly angry or aggressive, by doing all these things that are going to not help your company, but make it worse. So we don't talk about that part of it.
I think it's the myth that the company's your baby and you have to treat it like that.
Yes, we talked about this before, right?
And there's a few things there. It's like a lot of people that start companies, they've never had a baby. So they don't even understand what that means.
Yes.
Right? And when you have a baby, you understand a little better what having a baby means, at least your context of it.
Yeah.
And I think I realized really quickly that that's just not the case. It's not like, yes, like if you have a baby, that person, as long as obviously nothing happens to them or you, they're with you forever. That's not a company.
Yeah.
Companies, especially today, how many companies last past like 3 years?
But maybe if I was more committed and attached, I could build businesses that would last a lifetime, right? Like Virgin, or Apple, or whatever.
It's more about being attached to problems to solve in the world and being less attached to your solution today.
Yes.
And in a rapidly evolving world, that attachment to your solution and confusing that for your company and being stuck on, oh, we solve it this way. That's how we do it. This is going to last forever.
Yeah.
It's never the case, right?
Yeah.
And then you get disrupted because you're so attached to how you do it instead of attached to solving the problem, right? So I think attachment to solving the problem is very important, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's an attachment to a company, right? And in my own world, I can give you an example, right? Like when I ran a marketing consulting company, we started learning about analytics. That was easily, you know, you could say it was 2003. So for 12 years, I've worked on analytics.
Yeah.
When I think about what happened in those 12 years with analytics, I realized my attachment was never to any of these companies I had built. It was more to the problem of solving data problems for people. So even today, I'm building content marketing software, and you could say, what does that have to do with analytics? And I would say everything. Because data now is everywhere. Every business needs to care about it, right? So to me, the attachment to the problem has really helped me. Even today, there might be a future where I solve an analytics problem very directly like before, just because I'm stuck on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an attachment.
Yeah.
But to me, that's a healthier attachment than being attached to Kissmetrics or being attached to Crazy Egg or even being attached to my new company, QuickSprout. Because if I'm attached to that and in the wrong way, then essentially I'm going to pigeonhole myself. I think it's back to like the whole, do you have a narrow worldview or do you have a wide worldview? And being attached to your company and your solution and how you solve it and even your customers to some extent can get you very attached to like this thing that's working right now that might hurt you in the future because you're just not going to see all these other things that are either attacking that business or it's like with a baby. Yeah. If anybody threatens the baby, like in the way of like, you know, them getting hurt or something like that, or even them doing that to themselves, you're going to try to protect the baby, right? In this case, you're not actually trying to protect the baby, you're trying to kill the baby.
Yep. Oh, there you go. That was a nice little nugget there. I'm getting a wink from Heaton.
Oh, like, yeah,
I didn't like, yeah, that. I didn't like that. That was
I know
one.
What I did there. What are you going to do with it?
All right. So, you know, we just had a recording where we talked about religion, right?
Yeah.
That may or may not be published. but if you're on our Facebook group, thestartupchat.com/FB, you'll get it. But I'm not a Buddhist, but I love some of the principles and I use them. And attachment is like a big principle in Buddhism in the sense that it's something you want to overcome. Because when you attach yourself, you're making that thing, idea, whatever it is, or person, part of your identity.
Yeah.
And then you have existential fears of losing that because that would mean losing who you are.
Yeah.
Which is basically all ownership. If it's ownership that's attached, means that now that I have this car, it's part of my identity and I'm afraid of losing
that. But it's not like losing an arm, but you treat it like losing an arm and that's not cool.
And even in Buddhism, even losing an arm doesn't mean anything because your arm has nothing to do with who you are.
Yeah.
Right. So you can lose your arm and still be you. You could lose your face and still be you.
Yeah, makes sense.
There's nothing that you could lose anybody, you know, and you still are you. Right.
Yeah.
So having that detachment and for most of my time as an entrepreneur, I've been fascinated by the idea, but I've been also afraid of it because I always thought if I'm not attached, I'm not committed. If I'm not committed, how the fuck am I going to succeed? And I've struggled.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've always struggled with
So you relate attachment to commitment.
Yes, I did.
Huh.
I did. And I'm not, I think I'm past that, but for the most time, that's another thing of
how'd you get past it? Because that's a weird one, right? It's like you felt like to being attached to your business made you more committed to it.
Yes.
And you equated those two things, and now you're saying you don't think of it like that anymore. What changed? Because I think a lot of people think of it like that.
Yes. It's a good question. I don't know. I think there were a couple of things that happened. So I think that for a long time, I was very fear-driven in the way that I motivated myself, right? I want to accomplish this massive thing, and if I don't act a certain way, I think I'm not going to accomplish that.
So fear of loss or fear of not getting the gain, improvement, progress?
Yeah, fear of not accomplishing something that I thought would be essential to validating that I'm good or validating that I need to exist, right?
Okay.
So, and then thinking that there's a certain way of going about acquiring that or accomplishing that. And I was always afraid. I thought about this. On the one hand, I was always attracted by kind of the Buddha, Gandhi, the personalities that seemed like to love everything and everyone and be like super in peace with everything. And on the other hand, it always terrified the fuck out of me because I thought if I ever was more like that, I would care less.
But have you read like Gandhi's letters?
I haven't. Like I've read Gandhi's book, Experiments with Truth, but
some of his letters are very interesting too. He comes across as peaceful, but like when he believes in something, he attacks it.
Yeah,
it's an attack. It's not peace. Yes, you can guise it as peace, but like what he believes, he will stand for.
Yes,
right.
And he was not as one-dimensional a character as probably all these people were. Absolutely. Not right.
Yeah. I was just blown away when I read some of the letters, and I was like, oh, wow, like he stands for something.